Blog Talk Radio.
I hope everybody is doing okay out there. This is Mary Hollis, your host, and thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Our purpose says to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and many decisions about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Recovering from your loss, your world may have been shattered when your husband, the one you love, died. It is possible to gain joy again. You may recover from your loss. Every challenge brings an opportunity for greater self-improvement. You can expect good to come out of this situation. Allow us to share your grief and help you through this difficult time because we care and understand. Once again, thank you again for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show. I hope that you're enjoying your summer. It's been pretty hot here this week, into the 90 degrees, and we've been having showers every evening. Thunderstorm as well, but I was glad that it finally went away. It's always good to have some rain to water the grass and the flowers, but don't like the thunderstorm and the lightning that comes with it. I am from the old school. You go some place and sit still until it's all over. No TV, no radio, nothing. But our young millennium, that's a different story. They continue to talk on the telephone, on the cell, look at TV. They don't stop. They just continue to do what they normally do. But as they get older, they will learn that when the old folks just go and sit down, they'll learn after a while. Well, tonight we're going to talk about what we bring back. Tonight I'm asking you, what have you done? What have you brought back to help someone else? Brought back that was meaningful. Brought back that can be used to help others. Well, there's a guy named John F. Burns. He spent 40 years covering world events for the New York Times. In an article written after his retirement in 2015, Burns recalled the word of a close friend and fellow journalist who was dying of cancer. "Never forget," his colleague said, "never forget. It is not how far you have traveled, but it's what you have brought back." Well, I'm asking you, what have you brought back? Have you lived your life in vain? Well, in Psalms 37, could be considered David's list of what he brought back from his journey of life. He started out as a shepherd in the fields, a soldier, and then a king. The Psalms is a series of couplets contrasting the wicked with the righteous and affirming those who trust the Lord. And Psalm 37:1, I'll be talking through the different Psalms. Is a very long chapter, 1 through 40. But in verse 25, it says, "I was young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread." Well, the Lord in verse 1 through 2, "Do not fret because of those who are evil and be envious of those who do wrong, for the grass that they will soon wither." Well, once again, what have you brought back thus far? What are you doing for mankind? The Lord makes firm the steps of one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his right hand. That's coming from Psalm 37, chapter, the 23rd to the 21st, fourth verse. "I am young and old, now I am old, I have never seen the righteous forsaken for or the children begging bread." From our experience in life, what God has taught us, how have we experienced his faithfulness and love? In what ways has the Lord's love shaped our lives? It is not how far we have traveled in life, but what we brought back to that counts. We should ask God and say, "Thank you, Lord, for walking with me throughout my life and help me to remember your faithfulness." Now, I'm going to read some of the Psalms, not all of the whole 40th verses. I'm just going to read some that I want to go over. That's very meaningful. And David, I love the book of Psalms because it's so comforting. It's whenever you're down, you can always find a verse in Psalms that can comfort you and help you through whatever you may be going through. But in this particular story that John F. Burns were talking about, they were referencing Psalms 37. And I'm going to read some of it. And I'm reading it from the NIV version. I'm going to read from 1 through 7 of Psalms 37. 1 through 7 verse. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will wither, soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. That is one of the verses I say, and I love, is taking delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do. And he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn. Your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. I'm going to go down to a few other of the other verses. Just one second. Let me scroll down. The Lord makes firm the step of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall. This is 23, and we read from 23 to 26. The Lord makes firm the steps of one who delights in him. Yes, God wants us to obey him, love him, show our appreciation of his love for us. We may stumble, but he will not let us fall. For the Lord upholds him with his hand, that he will not let us fall. He will hold us with his hand and keep us from falling. Turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithfulness ones. Yes, he loves the just. He loves all of his children, but he loves the one that be obedient and show him his praise him and thank him and try to do good. Just like it says, turn from evil to do good. And he will not forsake his faithful ones. Wrongdoers will be completely destroyed. The offspring of the wicked will perish. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. That's verse 29. 34. Hope in the Lord and keep his way. He will exhaust you to inherit the land. When the wicked are destroyed, you will see it. Hope in the Lord. Don't give up in him, even though that we are going through different things. And keep his way. Keep his commandment. Verses 39 and 40. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. Yes, he is there in a time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. Well, I want to go back to, I'm going to go to my Bible now. In my study Bible, in verse 5, it says, commit thy way into the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. Now, in my study Bible, it explains what it's saying there. It says commit. Commit is the main word in that verse. Commit thy way into the Lord. It also says roll your way. Roll, R-O-L-L. When I first read it, I didn't understand it, but it gives reference to refer to Proverbs 16 chapter, the third verse. In that verse, it says, commit, once again, the word commit. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Now, going down in my study Bible, it explains. It says commit, but it also says roll, that same other word that I just spelled, R-O-L-L, roll. Roll your burden on the Lord, although they may cause you anxiety. They are not too great for him. Let me read that again. First it says commit, and then it also explains what that roll your way means. It says roll your burden on the Lord. That means giving him your burden. Even though it might give you anxiety, it's not going to say that you're going to be always happy about it. You're always going to feel good about it. But it's telling you to commit. Give it to him. Give it to him. And he will make you feel better. So give it to him, although they may not cause you anxiety. So, yes, you might be feeling still that when you give it to him. But in time, he will bless you and make you feel better. And it also says that they are not, that your burdens are not too great for God. Nothing is too great for God. He can handle anything. He has all powers in his hand. So whatever you ask him, he can handle it. He can fix it. But he will fix it in his own time, in his own way. But we don't like to wait. I am guilty of that as well, waiting for him to take care of that burden that he wants us to give to him. We want action now instead of later. We do not want to wait. We are very impatient. But God wants us to commit and also roll your burden to him. And let him fix it. Let him handle it in his own time, in his own will, in his own way. So I just wanted to share that with you on those verses, that those two verses from Psalms 37, 5, and Proverbs 16, and the third verse, is pretty much saying the same thing. And pretty much when you're reading your Bible, it will give reference to other verses that you can refer to. And sometimes it does give you a better meaning than the one you just read. But my study Bible breaks it each verse down and explains what it really means. I'll give some sort of, I'll give you meaning to the verses and what it means. So that helped me there a whole lot in reading Psalms 37 and getting that clarity from Proverbs 16:3. Now getting back to the story. So the story says, what we bring back. Just like the journalist was talking, that this guy traveled all over the world, but it didn't matter. It what mattered was what he brought back, what good information that he brought back for us to hear that mattered. And it talked about David. List of what David talked about in 37. His journey through life. First as a shepherd, then a soldier, and then being a king, King David. David went through a whole lot in the Bible, but he also gave us a lot of inspiration, verses, and stories that we can relate, that we can go to and be comforted and have hope. And like I say, I love reading the different Psalms. It's just there's so many of them that are very encouraging. And also, a lot of them also is teaching you how to, David is teaching you how to praise God, to thank him and praise him. And it's so important for us to thank and praise God before we ask him anything. We should always praise him first and thank him, and then go into our requests that we want to ask him for. So just remember, it's so important that we spend time thanking and praising God for his goodness and his mercy. In Psalms 100, I would like to read that as well. That's one of my favorite that I use when I need when I want to praise him first before I begin to spend time in his presence. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gate with thanksgiving and to his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Yes. That's one is very dear and special to me. And I normally, that's one of the ones that I say, read. I normally say before I go into praying. And there's another scripture, Psalms 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall be continuously in my mouth. And there's so many more, but there's 150 psalms, and 46 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. 147 says, praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. 148 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the heights. Praise ye him. All his angels, praise ye him. Praise his host. Praise ye him. Sun and the moon, praise him, all ye stars of light. 149 says, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord is a new song, and is praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in the king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him in the trembles and harp. For the Lord take pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. And 150, praise ye the Lord. Praise God for his sanctuary. Praise him in his affirmation of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the song of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise with the trembles and dance. Praise him with the string instrument and organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him unto the high sounding cymbals. Let every thing that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. There's many, most of the praise verses is in the latter part of Psalms. So praise them. Find one that you like to say, to recite, and just praise him. Praise him for his goodness and praise him for his mercy. Well, that is all I have for tonight as far as inspirational message. But I do have one announcement, and that announcement is the same announcement that I had last week, but I want to continue to say it. So if anyone new comes on the air, I want to make sure that they're aware of it. Well, we didn't have any meeting this month because we use it as a sabbatical. I've been working on a lot of writing and paperwork for the ministry. In August the 19th is the third Saturday. We are going to be meeting at TGIF from 9 to 11 a.m. We're having a free breakfast sponsored by the Breakfast Club of TGIF. And they give back the community of organization that does work, serve the community. And our month is August. And we are also going to be talking about our 14th anniversary and other things that we will be doing throughout the year. So I hope that you will be able to be there. Getting close to that time, they want us to get a list of people that will be in attendance. So I'll work on that later on. So that is all of the announcements that I have for tonight. I hope that you enjoyed the message. What have you brought back? Just think about what you have done that the Father will be pleased. And also we talked about diverse, rolling your way, giving your burden, roll your burden, give it to him, he can handle anything. So tune in again next week, the same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week.
Where would I